Dave, what are your thoughts on today's game here at Windsor Park?
Disappointing, obviously, with the end outcome, the result. We got ourselves into a good position. Thought we started the game really well on the front foot, got the goal. Then conceded a poor goal. We had a lot of balls in the round the box, a lot of play, some decent play. We just didn't have that real edge to go and get the goal, the second goal today or the third goal. Ultimately, in the end, it's cost us 2 points.
And Chris Jones made some really good saves in the second half, otherwise it could have been even worse.
Yeah, well, you're hoping and expecting. More importantly, Chris has been in good form to make the saves. Yeah, we got caught a couple of times, probably too eager, too high, pressing probably too early at times. But I thought all in all, just we lacked that sort of real determination, hunger, urgency. I don't think in our play, because again, it's hard when teams come and sit in frustrating. Sometimes again, you hold your hands up and credit the opposition for the way they set up against us. It's never ideal, but I thought with the balls and the territory we had in the second half, we should have been doing a little bit better with that.
Shows how strong this league is that, you know, they're at the bottom of the league. I think they'd only won 2 out of 14, 15 games, and yet they came here, looked well organised, hard to break down. So there's a strength and depth in this league, isn't it?
Yeah, you can look at it either way about, you know, ourselves, top v bottom. That'll be the frustrating one today when you look at it. Performance-wise, I can accept, and maybe others disappointed with certain aspects of the game who watched the game today. I can take positives, which I always try and do, and I have to. The players worked hard, ever so hard, and we just couldn't put ourselves in that golden position today, or somebody getting the scruffy goal today. We had the one off the post in the second half and one off the post in the first half. But the one in the second half is probably more frustrating because it's ricocheting about for 2-3 seconds before they clear, and we didn't have somebody coming in tapping it in.
It's 6 days, I think, till the next game. A chance to maybe get a few bodies back fit and hopefully available for a huge game away to Lorne next Friday.
Yeah, another huge game. And again, we're not one to go out, or I'm certainly not one to come out and sort of make any soppy stories, sad stories about players missing. The team that we played today was the strongest, what we had available. I thought we got it right in terms of that. But again, you always want a wee bit more in the round of the squad. Yes, we're short at the minute in terms of numbers and possibly a wee bit of maybe experience or know-how. But the players have dug results out of late. There's been some good performances, some okay performances. As I say, today for me, the manager, there's no point me coming in kicking bins and throwing tops about, because what they did try to do was the right thing. We just didn't do it in the right manner.
And Lorne, we know from, I think we were down in Lorne in October, so we know how tough that game is going to be down there next week.
Yeah, but again, it'll be tough for Lorne. It's a tough game for us, but it'll be a tough game for Lorne, that's for sure. The players will be well ready. We'll prepare during the week for what they expect on Friday night, and they're the type of games that drive supporters to want to go to Lorne. The players will be driven this week to go down in terms of mentally prepared, physically prepared, and we'll go down and we'll be every much a challenge for them as they'll be for us.
It's the start of the big festive period, isn't it? And loads of games, thick and fast. Good to see Newbury and Quinn back on the bench today. Quinn, come on. And obviously supporters are hoping that we can get Mulgrew and others back in the coming weeks ahead of the really grueling schedule that we have. Lorne, Ballymena, Glentoran, tough times ahead.
Yeah, it's important that you have players like that back pleasingly today. Obviously, Quinny, who's been probably a mainstay in the team in the last number of years, to get Quinny back in some sort of minutes today. He'll be assessed, see how he comes out of the game, hopefully to train on Monday. It's important that you have a fully fit squad. We haven't of late, but we've got on with it. We've got our head down. And in these testing times, and there's differing circumstances sometimes that you have to adhere to and listen to, and the rules and the guidelines and everything else. It's not just your normal sort of training ground match day injuries that you have to be prepared for. There's other situations. So we'll prepare as normal this week. We want everybody fit and available. We probably won't do. But the sooner they're back, the better.
And it's that time of month when your phone will start going about possible players possibly being interested in coming in January as well. So it's everything's happening on every front, isn't it?
I think that must happen every month because my phone's probably never ending at times. But we'll see what's out there. See what we need, see what we're looking for. Again, I know everybody, you know, I'm the manager, I'll look at the squad, assess the squad, see what we need. Everybody will have an opinion on it. Say I'll speak to two or three staff members, those closest, assess the squad, see what's first and foremost, you have to see what's available. And then speak to the powers to be at the club to see what rent's available. We'll cross that bridge. It's three or four games now to the turn of the year. And we'll be prepared, certainly, to go to Larne next week and Ballymena and Glentoran after that.
All the best for Larne next Friday night, David.
Cheers, Andy.